Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Divas, Diamonds, and Dollars podcast. We empower today's lady boss who seeks all life strategies for living their best life. We bring you the key success principles to support you as you grow into the best version of yourself, offering you helpful tips on personal finance, leadership, and business to help you get ahead and succeed at a higher level. Mabel, we are your hosts, Larissa Troach.
And Cecilia Bedford. Well, wow, another week. Can you believe that, Larissa? Another week. Here we are. Taking the time to speak to our wonderful listening audience. And as you said, sharing, whole life strategies. So want everybody to listen when we say that, pick up what are we talking about this time with whole life strategies, because that's what's important. So today, I quote that scholarship in women's history, gender history, women's studies, and related fields is essential to how we understand American history. Who said that? Carla D. Hayden, the Librarian of Congress. Did you know you can get lost virtually in the Library of Congress? I sort of had read that before, I believe, or heard some indications of that, but I actually did a little exploring recently. So there you have it. Wow. So, but before we begin, if you really want to support us, please share this episode with a friend. And of course, I know you want to support our podcast because just looking back, you just look at all that we've shared with you. It's a lot of information there. And when you do, please be sure to leave a five-star review on your podcast platform. Sending you love in advance. Thank you. All right, now, so what are we about today? Yes, March is Women's History Month by presidential proclamation. So hopefully that might be a little nugget that you may not have been aware of. A proclamation on Women's History Month 2024 starts off with the celebration of the courageous women who have helped our nation build a fairer, more just society. We have been talking about being cosmopolitan on the world stage, all while building relationships. The proclamation confirms our views by sharing the administration has globally supported initiatives by more than $2.9 million. These funds advance the economic status of women around the world. And I want to say again, courageous women. And sometimes you may not think what you do is courageous, but it was pointed out to me recently, somebody did it, interviewed me. And the lady said, the word that comes to mind is courage. So I obviously was not speaking in that vein, but you never know what little that you do to move women forward may, in fact, be courageous. Okay. So often we hear about the woes of women fighting to be recognized. I heard recently when women's sports, holistically across the board, it seems like we've just been looking at women, and a lot of it recently is because of basketball, and this woman who passed the all scoring stats, but who was the guy before? Well, when they said it was 1974, I believe, before women actually had the same recognition for sports on college campuses, I was like, wow, that's really. Some, if you're young, you may think, oh, that's ancient history. But for me, that's not ancient history. It's like, wow, it took that long. So we hear these things even today is really the point. But I am inspired by the many women who do endeavor to do great things for everyone, whether they are recognized or not. A lot of times, what women do is not to be recognized, right? But their impact on many can just be exponential. So let's begin by discussing this year's theme through different lenses.
I was looking for a way to segue, if you will, into the benefit of role models. And I think that's a large part of, I'd have to say, that's a large part of the success of women is number one, they are being role models and they inspire others by what they do. And you know, the phrase, I think there's actually an organization, if you can see her, you can be her. And that's probably what I want you to take away from today's conversation and really look around you and find your own inspiration in the you know, themes, if you will, that these organizations have crafted for this year. Now, as an individual or as an organization, there are many ways to celebrate and get involved in the many conversations around Women's History Month. So I will offer up a few for you to choose from. And then, of course, you can always create your own, but hopefully you will be inspired by what others are doing. Now, the National Women's History Alliance 2024 theme is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. You know, generic they, trying so hard to bury those initiatives. And it's, I don't understand the hater nation, you know, when it's so critical and so beneficial. So as you can imagine, it does take courage for women to advocate for these practical goals when certain people choose to misinterpret or discredit them. It's a conundrum for me. I scratch my head over these people. Women are trying to find new ways to continue navigating how to work harder to bring about fairness. I don't think we're asking for more than our share. We're just looking for fairness. I mean, you learn about being fair in kindergarten.
Yes.
Considering the age of the people who are running the politics, I guess kindergarten was so long ago, they may have forgotten. That's probably what I'm going to have to, that's my thesis. So the International Women's Day theme is Inspire Inclusion. Sounds similar. However, you know, cosmopolitan relationships should inspire us to understand and value the inclusion of women who bring so much to the table. When we do, the impact is a better world. And I'm pretty sure that's what we're all after. This year's Women's Day celebration is, it's upon us. Know, however, that we must pursue this campaign all year. It's an everyday, should be an everyday lifestyle, well beyond just one day of acknowledgement. Women who are included are empowered. And as the saying goes, empowered women empower women. As I've already said, by nature of being a role model, or certainly through collaboration and or mentoring, there are just many ways that empowered women impact others. And I say empower women, however, it's not just women. We do have a few, don't get me started and say Y chromosome, X chromosome, you know, I don't know. Supporter. United Nations Women offers a third theme, that of invest in women, accelerate progress. By providing financial resources for women to start their own businesses. This area can be thought-provoking, frankly, because the need is so great globally. You know, we think thoughts, we're looking left and we're looking right, like what's in front of us. But if you take a moment to peruse, you know, stories, if you will, insights from the global perspective, there's just so much to see and so much to be aware of. And there are things you can do. Closing the credit gap, for example, improving security for women, and by that I mean food security, well, they mean reducing gender-based violence, job security, providing a more secure environment for women to thrive, providing access to land and technology. In some places, women can't even own land. Don't get me started. And you know how technology can level the playing field for us. And you know, I'm saying us here in the US, but think about these other developing countries who do not have the same access. These are some of the critical resources women need. And investing women, I would say, has a global benefit. And so one of the things that I was thinking of in the back of my mind is that some of you may have heard of Kiva, KIVA.org, and that is the ability to make micro loans to women in developing countries. $25, $50, and it goes a long way when you're not an expensive US. So that might be a worthy platform for you to look into. I got involved a few years ago. And when they pay it back, which reminds me, I need to check and see if I had a payback, because then you can reinvest what you've already invested. So it's circular. You're not giving away the money. You're loaning the money. They do well. They pay it back, small amounts, but it still comes back to you. So just remember to keep reinvesting or invest more if you like. And then finally, the Women's Club. There are many women's clubs nationally, and they celebrate Women's Day and the whole month, of course. Now, as a rule, and maybe generalizing here, women enjoy coming together in sisterhood, if you will, for support, community, encouragement, and empowerment. Is there a local organization in your area you can join virtually or in person? I think people hide behind the camera. Let's try in person. Consider joining Pink Passport Society, if you will, where our ultimate goal is actually the whole person empowerment of women. Check us out today. So, lastly, I want to leave you with the recommendation to visit internationalwomensday.com. Yes, that's an actual website, to learn how you can help encourage women through calls to action, collaboration, and they even offer free resources for your own International Women's Day initiative. So you are not alone in this. As I just said, women come together in the sisterhood of collaboration. So check out these resources today. But you're going to tell us how to use it in the real, Cecilia.
Say that again.
You can tell us how to use it in the real.
Because we're all about those practical applications. And so let's it doesn't matter how we focus on the themes and ideas, okay? Larissa gave you an example of one that she does. I was thinking about, one women's group that I'm a part of. What's important is that we act, right? Our daily decisions really do determine who we are becoming. So, as we talk about being cosmopolitan women, as we talk about relationships, I was reading something about relationships today, and truly, everything we do is about relationships. Now, you might be hiding, behind a wall or something, so maybe that's not, the relationship that obviously we would advocate, but relationships, right? And we are on a big stage because, hey, we can do a lot of things through the internet. So starting with that, let's talk about some of the ways that you can achieve the women's big goals and dreams, or your own goals and dreams. Because after all, when you are achieving your dreams and goals, I'm pretty sure there is a benefit beyond you. So that's what we're after, right? So first and foremost, use your platform. I think sometimes I'm kind of guilty of that myself, honestly. But the first one is to share information using our voices. I can't say that, I can't overemphasize that. I think sometimes we just don't realize how important our words are to someone else. How we hear ourselves is different than how somebody else hear us. Okay. And so Larissa and I use this platform, our podcasts, as our voices, all right, on many areas. But we do live in a time, as I already kind of indicated, where people are not limited by where they live. And so even I think it's kind of great that here I'm in the Eastern time zone, Larissa is in the Pacific time zone, and somebody else, that's 11 hours different from, say, me. So people are picking up information all the time, anywhere, right? How about connecting with other people's initiatives? I think that sometimes people get so bogged down in what they're doing, they're not looking at what other people are doing. That is really important. that we share and connect with other people. When we respect and applaud women efforts anywhere, it benefits all groups of women. People can see that. Remember, we talked about being inclusive. We talked about equity, which is really, there are no boundaries on that. There's no boundaries on that. And so connecting with other initiatives, I mean, you're probably going to learn something, right? It inspires you to, when other people are inspired, I'm inspired. It really is an inspirational aha moment. And so that leads me to my next idea or thought about what we can do is you embrace new ideas just by learning something new. As I already mentioned, I'll just say the Library of Congress, but I heard the other day about somebody talking about getting a Library of Congress card where you can, listen to books for free, by having that library card. So, a lot of people who are held down in, say other countries, even in this country, about what they can read, guess what? They can find ways to get around that through the internet, through exploring. So now I think sometimes we probably should look at how we are surfing, because sometimes we can go down those rabbit holes we don't need to if it's not really building you up or somebody else up. I mean, learning something is building me up, right? Learning something that I'm going to tie into something or use for something else, or even share with something else, or something I'm working on or with other people. But so I was surfing, and I kind of, to me, it was a twofer. In that I came across the fact that Serena Williams, the tennis star, and Ruby Bridges, I'm going to say, for her, the civil rights activist. Most people remember well, everybody I think knows who Serena Williams is, okay? But Ruby Bridges is one of those, a lot of people just remember her being a little girl and going to school with three others. And how she had to be protected in Alabama by the National Guard and what have you, and the things that happened during civil rights. But guess what? That little girl is alive today. This isn't ancient. It is, it happened in the 60s. This little girl is alive today. She's a woman. So both of them are being inducted into the US National Women's Hall of Fame this year. I didn't know they had a U.S. National Women's Hall of Fame. There's so many halls of fames. Unless I run across something, that's kind of when I find out about it, unless I'm reading something. So women are recognized for their achievements and impact on both a national and global scale, in this National Women's Hall of Fame. Donations. Well, Risa mentioned one. And so we are talking about women, and we're talking about women's month. We probably should, excuse me, be donating to a women's group or something, I think. Just a personal thought. Could be just time. It doesn't have to be money, but also your resources. All these things are needed for worthy causes. Now, one of my international groups that I donate to is Women for Women International. And so I got familiar with them, some years ago. But what happened recently that I saw an email, and the title, intrigued me. I flagged it, I followed up, and I went through this pictorial of what is happening in the Gaza area, and how this woman was sharing the story through pictorial information. And it really came alive for me versus the way we can kind of get that information. But it was part of Women in Women for Women International. And you start thinking about the impact on those women and children, and what might happen And like you mentioned earlier, Risa, what, how far, $10 here might, somebody might pay for a cup of coffee. But $10 internationally is a lot of money. Okay. And so, what are you spending your money on? Well, internationally, you probably need, it's probably more money. But, here locally, it is time and resources. There's a lot of, people that need that. So lastly, I'm just gonna say, don't wait. Now, a lot of times we all have good intentions and we say, yeah, you know what? Oh, I'm listening to this podcast, and when I get up, I'm gonna go do something. It's early in March, so put that in your psyche. March, I'm going to do something. But we also said it's all year long too, right? And so if you really consider that you want to act with a sense of purpose and urgency, I think that's also very important. There are very few things where, from what we're sharing, that really doesn't need something to happen today, in terms of whether it's passing on the information, something that women are working on for a group to bring awareness to others. I'm hesitating because I was thinking about one particular group, but women helping women in terms of starting businesses. And you know what? There's a fight. Why is there a fight? Because there's a fight. I'm just going to leave it at that. But when we see things like that, we should, see if there's a way to help and just be aware of these things. As women are really, really pushing, I guess pushing the boundaries is what I would say. Actions on the world stage do happen quickly. And so a lot of times, innovation is required and intentional accomplishment. So don't sit there dreaming about it, thinking about it. You really just, just get involved, do something. All right. Anybody can be a change agent. Little old you, little old me, we all can be a change agent.
Well, I think you may have gathered that there are plenty of opportunities to get involved. There are a lot of people who have stepped up and raised their hand and said, I want to help. I want to make a difference. And I'm hoping that one of your takeaways is that you too can make a difference. It's like when people say, my vote doesn't matter. Every vote counts. And so don't think that you are, as the CSA said, too small or too insignificant to make a difference. Your very presence, your voice can make a difference. So we strongly encourage you to take at least one action this month to learn something about women's alliances at the local, national, and/or international levels. The internet is a great equalizer. It has shrunk our world. So let your fingers do the walking, if you will. We will provide the links to the organizations we mentioned in our podcast description so you can learn more and what? Yes, get involved. Whatever you do, don't be complacent. It will not get better without you. All righty. Now, next week, we will continue the magic with a conversation about lifestyles of the rich and famous. Are you on the wealth track? Join us next week and find out. We will see you then. Cheers.